Uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka.
Now, the first thing you've probably heard about Solo, a Star Wars story, is that it lost money. And that is true, from a certain point of view. You see, what went wrong with Solo is they originally hired a pair of idiots who turned the project in, well, basically a stoner comedy, probably without the drugs. Yes, that's about the level of what they were looking for. Improvised, on-the-fly comedy. And it apparently was neither funny nor in any way, shape, or form related to Star Wars. They were fired. Problem is, they'd already spent the movie's budget, or a serious chunk of it. So they had to be replaced by someone competent, and the movie reshot. That is why Solo is losing money. And he's losing, well, right now, they're talking about $50 million. Considering they've wasted more than that, it means it's actually making money. Now, one of the unpleasant side effects of this is that it appears, from references I'm getting from elsewhere, that they decided to spread the damage around a bit and make a trilogy out of it, which explains something unexpected in the movie. And so basically spread the wasted budget of the entire movie that got trashed over three movies instead of one. Makes it much easier to swallow. Now, aside from that little bit of trivia, Solo does exactly what it's supposed to do. It answers the couple of important questions, and it's a fun adventure. It throws adventure, excitement, all the things Jedis don't crave, but we do. And it does what needs to be done. Now, there's been a really, 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 really long debate since, like, 1977. Probably since 5 minutes after the first audience left. You see, doing the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs is kind of gibberish. It's almost Trek No Babble level. Because you see, a parsec is, as hopefully everyone knows by now, a unit, a measurement of distance. It's 3.24 light years or something in that vicinity. The debate was, is Han Solo trying to pull a fast one on the farm boy by using flying jargon on a kid and basically mocking his ignorance that he doesn't know something that simple? Or is it a case of George Lucas misusing the term? It sounded cool, or he made up a word, which turns out to sound exactly like an actual astronomical unit. And the debate has raged. The debate is now solved to my entire satisfaction, and I've been a fan of Han Solo since, well, I first saw the Star Wars. No part fours. No nothing. Star Wars. Anyway. So, does it respect every possible hint that was possibly done in a book that is no longer canon? I don't care. I've read some of those. I've talked to the author of some of those. And don't care. What I've seen in that movie was entertaining, and it did answer the questions from the movie. So that's what it was supposed to do. That's what it does, and it does it with gusto. Is this high Harrison Ford? I'm not absolutely sure. But it is a valiant attempt. He's not quite as self-assured and qualified as he possibly could have been. However, they did make a bit of a joke of the fast-talking aspect of Han Solo's approach to his job with the more recent movies. So that's reliable. Basically, the guy appears a heck of a lot more competent in the first trilogy, and a lot more of a I mess up, so I've got to fast talk my way out of it and fail miserably in the later trilogy, and of course in Solo. So when all is said and done, I don't mind either. It's an aspect. It's consistent with the movies. It's fine for a guy at the beginning of his long and illustrious smuggling career to not have the skills to back up the bravado. And everything else is pretty much fine. There is one teensy flaw, but it's an apparent flaw. There's a reason for the apparent madness. And, yeah. That is good. And enjoyment was had. I enthusiastically recommend it. Have fun.